This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friend is a friend till the end, and I hope you'll consider me to be your friend. Kara Schillen is my friend. She's at the controls. This is the in-depth hour of the Good Day program. The Ruskies, those pesky, no-good sons of guns, are they behind that DNC email leak? There are security researchers who are on it. They say it's difficult to definitively say that the theft of files from the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, was perpetrated by the Russians, but a lot of media outlets are reporting that they think, now who started this, I don't know, somebody inside trying to take the heat off of, Wasserman, but that's, I don't think it goes far enough. Here's the overview in a news story of what actually happened. If you don't know the story behind the story, here it is.
So this is another set of email problems for the Democrats and Hillary Clinton. What happened in this case is that Russians, or two group of Russian hackers that are linked to the Russian government, got into the Democrats' computer system sometime in the last year and took a lot of emails, other opposition research on Donald Trump. That happened in June, or that's when it was reported was in June. This month we find out that WikiLeaks has posted all those emails, and in them we find emails showing that while the Democrats were supposed to be neutral during this primary process, they indeed had favored Hillary Clinton. Well, as we saw, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the head of the Democratic Party, said that she was going to resign at the end of the convention. This leak, which is raising speculation of who was actually responsible for it with Russian linked hackers, was this a targeted leak? Did this happen specifically to throw things in disarray? And so far it appears that it had, with Bernie Sanders supporters are very upset by these revelations that shown in these emails.
Really? Well, it's understandable, right? If you were, how many people out there, raise your hands if you're a Bernie Sanders supporter? And if you are, you're upset about this, you can air your thoughts. The continuing Twitter conversation at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day, doug@dougstefan.com, or 888-302-3684. WikiLeaks released about 20,000 emails and then some other thousands of attachments from leaders at the Democratic National Committee. The DNC has not said they were fraudulent, but what they do show is that the people who are running the DNC didn't lift a finger, not a finger, to help Bernie Sanders. The people who support Bernie Sanders, there were 50 pro-Sanders demonstrators who were cited by the police yesterday. These were the people who tried to storm the barricades outside the convention to show their anger over the treatment of Bernie Sanders. You think this is going to help the Democrats get elected? The polls that were taken, now they're doing daily polls. The polls that were taken last night that I have seen suggest that instead of doing better, you know, what happens is you get a shot after your week in the sun. So yesterday morning, I think it was that I think it was the CBS poll, 44%, if the election were held yesterday, 44% of the voters would vote for Trump, 39% for Hillary Clinton, and I think it was 9% for Gary Johnson. The same poll today suggests that the number for Trump is the same, the number for Hillary Clinton is down to 34%, and the number for Gary Johnson is up to 14%. So the people who like Bernie Sanders are going to vote more than likely for Johnson and not for Trump. That's what I got out of it, at least as of today. That's what I read into this. What do you read into it? 888-302-3684. A lot of tension. Police moving those metal fences into place to try to keep people in, they're trying to keep them back. But then the protesters try to climb over the barricades. The anger, you could see the anger. You see some of the video of this? There's a huge rift inside the Democratic Party. The people who came with Sanders are not really strong Democrats anyway. This goes back to, again, the same point that came about as a result of Trump getting the nomination. The quote-unquote real Republicans weren't there. And the real Democrats, depending on how you define Democrats, were there. The Democrats who don't want anybody but Hillary, the fix is in for her, as the fix was not in for Donald Trump. You didn't see a lot of protesters. Yeah, well, you did see some. I don't remember, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't remember seeing anybody arrested, the Trump people that were there and then the people that didn't want Trump that were protesting on the floor. I didn't see that thing get out of hand so much that their police were brought in. But one of the things that's fueling this is how damn hot it is. Oh, my God, is it hot. Temperatures yesterday in Cleveland were the 99-degree level. Heavy rain, thunderstorms rolled in last night, so the protesters were scattered by that. There were heat-related issues, people being brought to the emergency room. There were a few other injuries because of the protesters. There's one protester I saw who was quoted that said, didn't matter if Sanders is calling on his supporters to back Clinton. He said, this woman said, he's like Moses. He led us to the promised land. So there are people that are really ripped up about this. The documents that the Russians leaked, this is really, I don't know if I find this amusing, scary, I'm not sure how I read into this. The documents so infuriated these supporters. I'm going back to a Sunday interview that Bobby Mook, is that his name, who's the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton, said the emails have been extracted by experts to embarrass the party. Of course the party's embarrassed. They ought to be embarrassed. It looks like they are who they are. They are. They are who they are. They are who they are. They are who they are. The fix is in. The fix was never in for Trump, but the party leaders wanted to fix it so he didn't get it. That was the anti-fix. And then the fix was in because these people are, they're more propelled or motivated by the salvation of the party because that was their job. She wasn't trying to get votes. She was trying to help, Wasserman Schultz is trying to help keep the party alive, as it were. All right, so more on the situation at the DNC, plus our 2020 news quiz question coming up now. It's 14 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Kiddo worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms with a sealed-in lithium battery offering 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. They're also designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Don't wait. Buy Kiddo's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
All right, here we have 17 and a half of the hour. Doug Steffen here. Did you believe, if you watched this last night, what Michelle Obama said? She gave an endorsement of Hillary Clinton after the 8 years, was it? Yeah, 8 years ago at this time, the two of them were neck and neck trying to throttle each other. She said, "I trust Hillary to leave this country." The word is that she wants to run for the Senate in Illinois, whether she's, well, she wouldn't do it this year because she's still in next time around, however, she, that's always been a rumor, though. She has a high Q rating, high favorability rating. People like her. She really brought the house down. Last Friday, wasn't it, Kara, that she was in the car with James Corden doing carpool karaoke? I think it was last week.
Yeah, it was last week, and that one generally, I mean, people love her.
Yeah, people are much happier about her than they are her husband. There's no love lost for her husband in most circles, because he was Mr. Hope and Change, and nothing has changed, and hopes have been dashed with a lot of black Americans and Hispanic Americans and gay. Why do you think there was so much interest in what the Republicans, or not Republicans, scratch Republicans, in what the Donald Trump people had to say about the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer movement? There's not the kind of support in the Democratic side as you might expect. But then you'd expect a tightly orchestrated convention with the Democrats, and that didn't happen. It looked just as chaotic and just as messy and sloppy as did the Democratic convention. So, I'm sorry, did the Republican convention. At any rate, lots to think about there. All right, here's our 2020 News Quiz question. Ready? 888-302-3684. You'll get a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, Maria Trilogy's essays that help you understand how the real world works. Today celebrates the 50th anniversary of the first live album recorded by, many Americans think this guy was the quintessential, most popular crooner who ever was on the stage. But the anniversary of his first, and I find this hard to believe, actually. I thought it would go back further than this, but it didn't. First album came out today. Who is this crooner we're talking about? 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG, man who no longer is with us, had a lot of his pals around him when he was doing this. But there are, this is really, I had lost track of this myself until I was reminded that today is the 50th anniversary of this album. It was recorded in Las Vegas. Who is the man we're talking about who, for today's purposes, becomes the focal point of most of the American musical world because of this anniversary? Who is this guy? 888-302-3684, 21 after the hour.
Thank you. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is this a lasting treasure or just a moment?
Now 24 after the hour here. On our Monday get-together, how many people remember the music of Amy Winehouse?
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe
it? I can't believe it's been 5 years.
5 years ago she died.
Wow.
Man. Seems like last year, maybe?
Yeah.
Will You Still Love Me? Well, she did a lot of this sort of thing, bringing back some old hits the way she could treat them. So a lot of fans posted tributes to her across a number of social media platforms over the weekend. And sales of her music saw a spike as well. The documentary Amy, I saw part of that. I didn't see the whole thing, but I thought it was quite fascinating what she was all about. I didn't really have much use for her before she died. And after that, when I really studied...
I'm surprised, because she's such a cool retro sound. Yeah. I would have thought you would love her. Yeah.
Well, I didn't pay attention to her because of her lifestyle, frankly. That's my honest... Yeah, I said I didn't pay attention to her. But she could make... Like this, she could make a move.
Yeah, I read a book recently, a biography of someone, and they had met Amy Winehouse and had seen her at one of her first big shows.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, then they also saw her at one of her last shows, and it was just really sad the way they talked about it, how you could see the change in her, that kind of fame had taken its toll, and that she didn't seem to be able to handle pressure.
Ate her up.
Yeah.
Completely ate her up. Yeah. But she knew how to sing.
So unique.
The music itself was what I call movable music. Yeah, good. Good stuff. All right, next musical consideration features Rihanna. Season 5 of Bates Motel on A&E. And one. Producers said at Comic-Con last week that Rihanna has been tapped to take on a role. She will play the role of Marion Crane, the character played by Janet Leigh, who gets hit in the bathtub in Psycho. So Bates Motel.
The most famous shower scene of all time?
Ever, yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
People love this show, Bates Motel.
Yeah.
People really, really, I haven't seen it, but it's so crazy.
Yeah. She doesn't do much acting, does she, Rihanna?
She's gotten more and more parts. She's actually very good in a lot of supporting roles, and she was in Battleship. She played a soldier and a couple years ago, and people said she was great in it.
She just wants to be in the movies.
Well, this is TV, so this is her first TV role. Yeah.
I think she's super ambitious, so I can imagine her just wanting to have a hand in everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people can handle it better than others. And that's not a criticism. I don't know that much about her. We talked about Justin Timberlake and how good he was in all the facets of entertainment that he gets involved in, I think, on Friday. Mm-hmm. Let's go back a bit to 1996. Fiona Apple's debut album, title, 20 Years Ago. There's another this week, 20 Years Ago this week. This album came out. The landscape of music different after her. Why? What was there about her you think that was so iconoclastic?
You know, she was such a rebel, and she just kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, she was 18 when this album came out. She had just been signed, and she had almost overnight instant success.
How is she any different than Amy Winehouse in terms of that? If people paid attention to her, it seemed all of a sudden.
Was sort of controversial in the sense that people followed her because of her the drinking and the drugs, and there was a lot of that stuff. And Fiona Apple's attitude is what really set her apart.
She won the Best New Artist at the MTV VMA Awards in 1997 for this 28 past the hour.
How important is it that rural Americans are not wanting in terms of infrastructure? That's what we'll find out today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America, she never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Infrastructure. It's a catch-all term for the facilities that serve up the many things we need daily. Things like water, electricity, healthcare, and communications. There's a view that the infrastructure in rural America is lacking, and a Farm Credit-sponsored panel talked about that recently. Panel moderator Robert Engel, CEO of CoBank in Denver.
When you can get people in rural communities to speak together and talk about their common challenges, it is phenomenal to see what's been accomplished. I can tell you when I started 16 years ago at CoBank, we couldn't get one piece of agriculture to talk to the other piece of agriculture. Okay, that's all changing, because if we don't change, we're going to be the losers.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one
suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Other side, that is your side. I'm on my side, you're on your side. Help yourself to what you're thinking and share it with us at 888-302-3684. Hi to the folks listening in Jackson, Mississippi, Jackson, Tennessee. There are three or four Jacksons that carry the Good Day program. Folks in Lexington, Kentucky, how do you do? Melbourne, WMEL. I always like say hi to the people down there. Augusta, Georgia, checking in, as well as the folks in the Roanoke area, Lynchburg, that area of that's such a beautiful area in Virginia. My God, that's a great area. So hello, welcome to the warmth, and that's coming from any number of ways. The heat wave continues around the country. Wow. And a lot of burnt grass from coast to coast, that's for sure. Let me repeat our 2020 news quiz question. and you can work on it. I haven't actually got the right answer yet, which sort of surprises me, because today, as the music world and America in general celebrates the 50th anniversary of this fella's first live album recorded in Las Vegas, I'm looking for his name. This guy, I used the word iconic earlier, and I think that's very appropriate. Probably the most popular crooner of all time. There would be an argument. There's two or three names that may come to mind right away. Saloon singer, that sort of thing. But we want to know, because this is the only person to whom the 50th anniversary would apply today, who is the man? And what was the name of the album for extra credit? You get a copy of Maria Trilogy's book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. Certainly enlightening essays that have brought a lot of people. Every day I get comments back from people who say they just love this book. They want to know how to get it for their friends, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you can do that at smbworks.com, smbworks.com. But for our purposes right now, in the next 4 minutes, come up with the answer to this so we can have a conversation about him and some of the other things that were a part of his career. Who is it whose music is being celebrated today with the 50th anniversary of the release of his first live album recorded in Las Vegas? Who is that singer? 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. As we go back to the Democratic National Convention, tonight Hillary Clinton becomes the first woman presidential nominee of a major party. The roll call of states will be an emotional one, especially for the Bernie Sanders supporters who are still there, supporters of Sanders, hoping that he'll be the nominee. Here's the story of some of the people who are protesting.
Hell no, DNC! We won't vote for Hillary!
I mean, I think that it's going to have some interesting outcomes. There is a scheduled walkout for the delegates on Wednesday, the Bernie delegates. I mean, I hope that it shakes things up beyond the resignation of Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
We, the people, want an option that isn't a war hawk or a bigot, and that option is Bernie Sanders. And I hope to hear that he's still in it and that Hillary drops out and he gets the nomination, because the polls are saying she can't beat Trump. And his goal is to beat Trump, and he's the only person that can.
I'm not going to vote for Hillary. I'm going to go to Jill Stein. I think that he has to strongly condemn, you know, what we've learned in the last few days. Now the whole, I mean, they're on their third share of the weekend, because each one they keep finding in the email leaks, we're trashing Bernie or actively working against his campaign. So I hope he addresses that.
Yeah. Well, there were people there who were trying. I thought that was interesting. The one person called Hillary Clinton a bigot. Did you get that out of that? That's an interesting adjective to use for her. There were people who were on the stage who had been supporters of Bernie Sanders, like Sarah Silverman, who tried to calm everybody down.
Can I just say, to the Bernie or bust people, you're being ridiculous.
As you can guess, it did not calm them down.
No, it didn't calm them down at all. Yeah, and why are they being ridiculous? That's not any more than the Republicans who were protesting what was going on. It's not ridiculous. It's an important part of the consideration of what the heck's going on. These crowds, there are going to be a lot of angry people. There's I think they said in there, excuse me, the number of people who walk out, there's a scheduled walkout tomorrow. But they won't be walking out tonight, because the first man, if she wins, Bill, former president, will be speaking tonight. The Dems love Bill Clinton. So there will be the people who don't like Bernie. I mean, well, no, I'll turn it around. The people who like Bernie will not be excited. But most of the faithful, no matter what their age, are fascinated with Bill Clinton. So he'll be introduced. Hillary Clinton joked yesterday that she's working on what to call her husband if he's elected. First dude, first mate possibilities. She's got a tough road to hoe, though, as was suggested with one of those people that you heard in the sound there. People voting for Jill Stein from the Green Party. Her numbers are up about a point from yesterday. And then the protesters who want the Libertarian candidate. So This is not even close. Well, it's a done deal for her because she's on the inside track. But is she the next president of the United States? I wouldn't put money on it as of today at 20 minutes before the hour. Speaking of 20 before the hour, let's get to our 2020 News Quiz question. Traveling back in time to 1966, Lyndon Johnson is president. Space race, Cold War reaching their fevered pitches. Troops in Vietnam. Air Force bombing Hanoi. NASA's in an all-out sprint to get to the moon. Meanwhile, in Las Vegas, there's lots of crooning going on. Let's see if we can identify whose album, the first live album recorded by this person. Let's see if we can figure out who it is. Here's Joe in Durham, Connecticut. Hi, Joe. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm very excited to have you here, Joe. Who is it that you think is the fellow that recorded this album 50 years ago?
I think it's Tom Jones.
Tom Jones was not yet in the limelight. This is an act that came along a little bit later than this. The person we're talking about had been around since the 40s. But not a bad guess. I appreciate your calling with it. Thank you very much. Here's Robert in St. Louis. Hi, Robert. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
How do you do?
Doing great.
That's good. All right, so let's turn our attention right to the bottom line here. Who is it that recorded his first live album on this date in 1966?
Is it Elvis Presley?
Elvis Presley is not the right answer. That's a good answer, but not the right answer. Dwight, Laurel, Mississippi, listening to Good Day. Hi, Dwight.
Good morning from sultry South Mississippi.
What's temperature there this morning?
Right now it's hovering about 77.
77. What was the type? What was the high point yesterday?
I believe it was 93.
Yeah, you were cooler there than we were here. I'm 1,000 miles north of where you are. And
yes,
it was 97 here yesterday, and there was a breeze. How is the hay? How are the crops? How are the farmers doing in Mississippi?
It's going okay. We've had pretty good amount of rain down here.
You have.
But like everybody else, it's we're just wet with the weather. The corn's not doing too good because it's just too hot for it right now. But
yeah, it's
everything
wilting.
Else seems to be going pretty good.
Yeah, it is wilting everywhere, all around. You're right.
You need to come down here and get some of these fields I got cut for me.
What do you have?
I said, you need to get down here and get some of these fields that I've got here cut for me. You cut hay.
I do cut hay. As a matter of fact, I can't get my own done. It's all turning brown, so we're hustling around. I was out till dark again last night mowing because I want to get anything that's green into the barn as soon as I can. It's really something. I envy you. Send some of the rain up here, will you? We haven't had this much drought. We haven't had this situation. I can't remember. I know we've had it, but I can't remember. It's been quite a long time since it's been like this.
Yes, sir.
It's not helping us out. All right. To the heart of the matter, who is the singer that we're talking about who has his 50th anniversary album out being re-released today, as a matter of fact?
Would that be Frank Sinatra?
Frank Sinatra at the Sands. Many
yes, sir.
People refer to this as his definitive live album. The idea of Sinatra and the Rat Pack come to mind. This album and the experiences that are sung in the album. He had a slump in the late 50s in popularity, and then for whatever the reason, he took hold again. There are a couple of other studio albums that came out about the same time. September of My Years won a Grammy, and A Man and His Music was Album of the Year as well. But Sinatra at the Sands put him back on top again. Very interesting.
Yeah,
and smooth.
His music never gets old.
No, it doesn't make a difference how old you are either. People love Sinatra. You go to weddings now. People in their 20s, and the first thing you hear the first dance with the father or something is a Frank Sinatra tune,
he's iconic. His music never gets old.
Nope.
I'm 57, and I love listening to that kind of music too.
Yeah, right. Well, are you watching?
That was That was music. I don't know what this stuff is nowadays, but that was music back then.
You're dating yourself when you, but I know what you're saying. A lot of people say the same thing. Are you watching the Democratic convention? Do you watch the Republican convention?
Republican, yes. Democrat, no.
No. All right. So we know who you're voting for. Got it.
Yes.
All right. Dwight, hold on just a second. I think you'll like this book that we're going to send along to you. Share it with your spouse. Share it with your friends. Share it with anybody you want. Life is Good When You Do the Work by Maria Trilogy. Dwight has himself the satisfaction of knowing that today is the anniversary of Frank Sinatra's first live album, Sinatra at the Sands. 45 past the hour. More about the convention. A couple of other little tidbits here coming up.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. Here's one more thing that can help put your mind at ease. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked as highest in mortgage servicing. Call us at 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith has some advice for young people. Mind your own business.
Live your own life. People spend so much time in vicarious living. You know, my neighbor in New York was Lindsay Lohan. How many millions of hours were spent people reading about Lindsay Lohan, and Lindsay got drunk and she had a car wreck? And to the degree you can get young people to focus on, what do I want to become? Who do I want to be? How can I live my own life and not get lost in the lives of movie stars, athletes, gossip?
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Doug Steffen with a moment for the mothers in the movement tonight at the Democratic Convention. Mothers of women, mothers, these women whose children have been killed in gun violence are going to be speaking. One of the big platforms of the Democratic campaign is gun control, gun violence, that sort of thing. So they're on the convention schedule. Some of you will like it and some of you won't. 10 minutes for the hour here.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Past the hour, Tech Talk time, and there is a warning attached to today's Tech Talk. If you're a Verizon user, look out. I would say for any number of reasons, if you're a Verizon user, look out. There are very few things about Verizon that I find palatable or positive. But here's something, actually there are a couple of things involving Verizon that you probably want to know about, so we'll get to them in just a moment here.
Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Kiddo worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms with a sealed-in lithium battery offering 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. They're also designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Don't wait. Buy Kiddo's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieve this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
All right, so Verizon has agreed to buy, the announcement we made today, it's going to spend almost $5 billion to buy Yahoo.
at the end of the day, Verizon is such a badly run company, and Yahoo is such a badly run company. The two of them deserve each other, apparently. I don't know what happens to those of us who have Yahoo accounts, but there isn't. You'll not hear me say much good about Verizon. I think they're one of the worst examples, like American Airlines, of companies that just get so big, so out of control, so monolithic, they're monopolies. The state of Massachusetts can't control Verizon and my access to use a special line that I used to have at my other property because they don't want to. That's all. They don't want to switch it. They just said, we don't want to. That's it. We don't want to. We charge you whatever we want. We'll do whatever we want. And if you don't like it, screw you.
Right.
And basically, that's the thing that I get from the message for customers who are using excessive data.
They are giving that same message, yes.
Yeah. So
and a lot of people are panicked about this. Well, if you are a Verizon user and you have, now this is Verizon cell phone usage.
Yeah.
If you are a Verizon cell customer and you have an unlimited data package, which probably stems from a few years ago when unlimited data, all of the cell phone companies had the same thing. They were competing to get customers.
Yeah.
Well, now Verizon's dumping anyone who has unlimited data. And if you have unlimited data and you use an excessive amount, which is very interesting the way they describe excessive amount, but if you are a user of Verizon, you use a lot of data, you have until August 31st, and this is where Verizon is being very, as you were saying, they're being dictators about this.
Uh-huh.
They're saying if you don't sign up for one of their new plans by August 31st, you will literally turn on your phone and it will not work on September 1st.
Uh-huh.
They're not even giving you any other options. Your phone will be shut off.
Yeah.
And this has a lot of Verizon users really panicked because if you have a family share plan where you have maybe 100 gigs a month of data usage that gets spread out amongst your four family members,
mm-hmm.
those kinds of plans are going to have to be reevaluated. So if you have little kids or even high school kids or if even now you're an adult and you're playing Pokemon Go all the time, you should definitely look into checking your data usage because you could be forced to be paying now $450 a month for a 100 gig package. That's a ridiculous amount of money to me for a cell phone usage.
Yeah. That's
$450 a month. I
can love it. So Sprint ought to do pretty well after this.
Sprint's going to do well. T-Mobile, you're going to see now. You're going to see Boost Mobile. You're going to see a lot of the other companies really trying to grab some of these Verizon customers. I've had AT&T unlimited data forever since my first cell phone, and they have never threatened to eliminate unlimited data. I don't know why Verizon is doing this. They claim it's because they want all of their customers to have an equal experience and that they have so much data to go around.
They want to screw their customers equally.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they want to do.
That's my takeaway. Yep.
Yep, mine as well. Warner Brothers developing a new film entitled Worst Tinder Date Ever. Apparently, there are some new movies being based on some of these apps. What do you make of that?
Angry Birds. Angry Birds was the first app-based movie, and I didn't see it. I don't have kids, but people with kids loved it, and even the adults loved it. Yeah. So the Tinder, which is a dating app, that's going to be the next big movie. We'll see.
Yeah, really? All right. Something for us to do next weekend, no doubt. After Star Wars dissipates. It's 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.